Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining duo will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Welcome back. This is going to be a very short and sweet episode for you people who have no time to listen to this. This is for you. However, you've been working really hard. You've been sitting at your computer. You've been cooking. You've been studying. You've been in meetings. You've been driving all over. You've been in a focused activity, probably seated with your head down.
Are you psychic? How did you know I was doing all that?
Because I see hundreds of people every week and I hear the same stories over and over and over. Here's the deal. What causes a lot of problems in the spine, in what we would consider tension in our bodies, happens from what I want to call long-term light strain. An example would be you hold your cell phone, smartphone up. You're just, you know, holding up maybe around shin level, you know, that shoulders engage, the elbows engage, the hands there. But, you know, the thing only weighs, you know, what, maybe a pound, like it's really light. But you're holding it there and maybe you're lying in bed or maybe you're sitting at your couch or at your desk. And before you know it, 45 minutes goes by and your elbow actually kind of hurts. So you feel a little strain in your shoulder. It's this prolonged strain we get from not necessarily lifting something heavy or doing something that we consider super active, but we're in a sustained position with a small amount of weight or just in that slightly strained physical position that makes our body hold tension. We see this all the time with people working at computers, on iPads, especially laptops or driving.
Like everyone does now.
Yeah, it's chronic in our culture.
Yep, absolutely.
And if we had, say, 2 hours of this strained activity, but we had taken a 10-second vacation, say every 20 minutes, we would feel so much better. Or maybe that 45 minutes at night that you're on your phone and you're checking Facebook or you're...
45 minutes? You must not have unlimited texting.
Exactly. Maybe some people it's longer. But seriously, we do this and time goes by so fast. And maybe if we had taken one or even two 10-second vacations, it would make a difference.
How much are those going for nowadays?
They're free.
Oh.
And it's a round trip.
I like that price. Get me on Travelocity.
Yeah. So if you don't have a way to get to, I don't know, say Paris or Puerto Rico or Hawaii anytime soon, and you only have 10 seconds of time, because who doesn't have 10 seconds? This is what you do. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready.
The first thing you do is you change your gaze. If you're close up, say looking at a piece of paper, a cell phone, a computer, you look far away. Ideally, you could look out a window.
Mike, why are you gazing into my eyes?
Because they're beautiful.
So ideally, say you're looking far away. It's not like you're squinting. Is that a bird? No, you're just looking as far as the eye can go. If you have to just look across a room, look across a room, but change your gaze from near to far. This will help the muscles in your eye, which translate the muscles in the back of your head and your neck, go immediately into a state of relaxation.
Really?
Yes. Also, by changing your gaze, you take your focus completely off what you're doing. You can't take a little vacation if you're continuing to do your work. So you have to completely change your gaze. Now, the next thing you do is, as you're changing your gaze, put your body in the best position you can for where you are. You don't have to stand up, but say you're seated. You're going to lift up from the rib cage, put a little more arch in your back. So it's almost like you're sticking your bum out.
Right.
You're going to pretend like there's a rope pulling your head straight up. Just pull, pull, pull. And then...
I'm actually gazing at Emily sticking her bum out.
Okay.
So this is a great vacation so far.
Laughter is good. Let's just add laughter right into that. Okay. Then you're going to roll your shoulders up towards your ears, back down and around. So you just roll them forward up to your ears and roll them back down. Let them just push down, kind of create that new little ledge in your scapula, your angel's wings. Lift your head up now. So bring your chin up like you're going to look up way in the sky and let your head just fall back for a second. Come right back to neutral. Deep breath. Out. And go right back to where you were.
Wow, I didn't even have to do my yoga pretzel moves for that one.
That's right.
So let's go back to where you are. Okay, go ahead and just let yourself slouch. Let yourself look
you
at your computer.
You never let me slouch, Jenny.
Yep, just do it. Head down, focused. Okay, stop. Look straight out. As you're looking out, letting your gaze go far. Pull the rope up through your head, which brings a little arch in your back. Your bum comes out. Your chest comes up. Roll your shoulders up towards your ears, back around and down, and then chin up. Look all the way up at the sky or the ceiling. Let your head relax. Come back. Deep breath. And then go right back to what you were doing.
That does feel better, actually.
And you know what happens?
My neck's always a mess. You know
well,
that, Jenny.
What you did was you just took some stress off of your shoulders and neck by bringing your back more into an arch. You took your stress off your tailbone and your sacroiliac joints, which is in the back of your back. Those two side little divots on either side of your lower spine that tend to hurt.
Oh, right. Those were gone a long time ago.
You let that relax. The deep breath actually oxygenates you. So what happens, for example, if you've ever sat in a seminar, you've sat at church, you sat in a classroom, and your breathing gets really shallow. Even a movie, somewhere where you're focused, even if you're engaged, but you're breathing shallowly, you might notice you start to feel tired. You might even start to yawn. It's a sign that you have decreased oxygenation. As soon as you take a deep breath, it's like a shot of adrenaline to your body. You just wake up the body. So adding that deep breath at the end is just part of giving your body a boost. You think it's mid-afternoon, you need a cup of coffee? Nope. Give yourself a 10-second vacation.
Yeah, 'cause you're just going to crash from that.
So. Yeah. You'll feel so much better after that 10-second vacation.
It's amazing when you realize you haven't taken a deep breath.
It's true.
Like, what was that I just did?
So that's how you do it.
And some people may find that if they frequently need this little break at certain times of the day, they'll actually set a reminder. Either their phone will go ding, or they'll have some type of timer on their computer, or they'll have a sticky note that reminds them. It's a great way to just stop. Who can't take a 10-second
vacation? Yeah, that's a cool
tip. Yeah. So if we do this more, I find patients get less subluxated. They seem to have more energy at the end of the day. Instead of like going. As soon as you get in your car to leave to go home, you realize you're exhausted. You can wipe that out by checking in with your body, taking short vacations.
It's a good tip.
I'm going to do that.
Who needs Aruba? Who needs Cozumel?
Well, I do.
I need those two, actually.
I agree. Oh, well. Okay. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you live in the Southern New Hampshire area, schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny at 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.